I was reading a news headline today that U.S. envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner were heading off to Islamabad today, Saturday. And it dawned on me that is exactly what I need to be able to do to effectively pursue my goals in my line of work. So I'm reaching out to ask you personally to pay for it, since what I do is also a matter of vital international importance for the fate of the world. Hello, folks. This is Ernest. Thank you for being here. Now, before you click to something else, I just ask that you hear me out, and I believe that by the time you reach the end of this video, you'll be seeing my proposal in an entirely different light. You see, I'm on a very important mission, and although my podcast is doing well, it pales in comparison to the incredible effect I could have if I could simply be delivering my insights and wisdom personally. Just try to think of it in terms of Jesus Christ. It's really cool to read about him and all the things he did, but I believe many would agree it would be far cooler and interesting to meet him in person. I did forget to mention that the unlimited domestic and foreign, first class of course, would include luxury accommodations. After all, I need to be well rested and well fed if I'm going to be able to do the urgent work required of me. I'll give you a moment to pick yourself up off the floor from laughing. So, now we come to the next important question. Ask yourself why you immediately dismiss my request as preposterous and ridiculous, yet without flinching, agree to pony up the money so that Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner and hundreds of others just like them on the government tit can do exactly the same thing. Allow me to answer that question. The reason why you and millions upon millions of other Americans allow it is simply because it's not personal. It's much easier to rob someone of their money if you don't have to personally be in front of them when doing so. Corporations and their partner subsidiary, the U.S. government, figured that out a very long time ago. What I'm trying to say is that what people consider to be theft, meaning their perception of theft, depends on the situation and circumstances. But from an objective point of view, if a person, a group, or a government takes money from you by force that you normally would not want to give to them, that's theft, pure and simple. Now, if you're wondering what I'm going to tell you to do about it, I can tell you that I'm not going to go into the particulars, simply because it's beyond the scope of this particular episode. But perhaps more importantly, what I can tell you is that the very first step in overcoming any adversity or injustice is becoming fully aware of the adversity or injustice. Because until you do that, you can't really form an effective means to combat it or overcome it. Raw emotional energy or violent public actions do not ultimately solve the problem. An entirely different strategy is what is needed. Allow me to give just one more example to illustrate my point. Most U.S. states have a sales tax. So, let's say you buy a toaster. You pay sales tax on that toaster, you take it home, the toaster's yours. Now, what if an additional tax were created for that toaster? You would be sent an additional tax payment. It could be monthly, biannually, or annually, whatever. And you would be expected to pay that tax, or that toaster could be removed from your home for failure to pay that tax. Now, if you're thinking that sounds ridiculous, it is. Of course it is. But that's exactly what you have to do concerning much more important possessions, such as your car or your home. In the case of your car, if you don't pay your annual or biannual registration sticker tax, you cannot legally drive that car, regardless of whether the car is bought and paid for or not. The same thing applies to your home. Go without paying your property taxes, and you'll find out very quickly who in reality owns your home. I don't want to segue into the topic of the inequities and thievery behind the taxation system. That's a topic for another discussion. But getting back to the original, it is this system of theft that allows hundreds of government grifters, such as envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, who essentially do nothing at our taxpayer expense, to do their job. The main reason why there are countless grifters in government is simple: because it pays very well. It's not so much their salaries, which are still often obscene in and of themselves, but it's the perks. A long list of benefits, including fantastic health care coverage for them and their families, legal and physical protection, and of course, gallivanting all over the planet with no-cost luxury accommodations, to name just a few. To wrap this up, perhaps George Carlin said it best, quote, "These people are members of the big club. You and I are not. We are not members of the big club," unquote. If you liked this episode, hated it, or just want to reach out with a question, you know how to reach me. After all, you'll probably feel better, and I'm a hell of a lot cheaper than therapy. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.